of the morning, top of the morning. Peace and love to the Al Moroccans on this Monday, March 29th, 2021. You're on live with the morning drip. About to get into it this morning, man. How y'all feeling out there? Man, I hope y'all had a blessed weekend. Hope y'all been putting y'all coins in the right places, paying attention to what's been going on in the market and in the world, because it's definitely deep right now. And that's what this show could be discussing today, alternatives in the U.S. dollar. We'll also be discussing investments in this shaky economy and the different type of coins or currencies, especially looking at precious metals. So that's what this show will be dedicated today. And then the second part of that is going to be with my co-host, Akeem Jabbar, going to discuss the Afrocentric Cultural Development Corporation and their moves. So, yeah, I hope you got your coffee in you or whatever it is you put in you. I know some of us don't use caffeine, but whatever it is you got going this morning, get yourself stimulated, and I'm going to push forward with this show. So I understand words, etymology. And on this show, I like to make sure that every day that we have a word that goes in. And today's word would be native. We're going to define what is a native. And with that, what is a Native American in particular? Okay, so that's what we want to understand. Right? So, I have three dictionaries before me here. So I'm going to go into three dictionaries and see if they're similar, the same, or if they're different, or what's going on, but I want to find out what a native is. And I'm going to start with a record dictionary first. Then I'm going to go into the law dictionary, because I already know what's being used against the people is the law words. So the regular words are cool and true. They're native. Here we go. So native for Mr. Random's dictionary. Native is, one, being the place or environment in which a person was born or a thing came into being, one's native land. Two, belonging to a person by birth or to a thing by nature, inherent. Three, belonging by birth to a people regarded as native, especially outside of the general body of white peoples. Wow, that was deep there, huh? Did y'all hear that? Three, belonging by birth to a people regarded as natives, especially outside of the general body of white peoples. Four, of indigenous origin, growth, or production. Now, it goes on and on. Those I want you to listen to and deal with right there. So when you have unabridged dictionary, it goes on and on. I got 22 definitions that go into there. So that's the difference from understanding. We just like to take the first definition, and then we think we know something. But it's broader than that. It's deeper than that. Okay. Now, let me go into Mr. Black's Law. Yeah, let me go into Mr. Black's Law now. See what Mr. Black's Law says. Mr. Black's Law says, the natives, one, a person who is a citizen of a particular place, region, or nation, by virtue of having been born there. And that's real broad. Two, a person whose national origin derives from having been born within a particular place. Very broad again. Three, loosely, a person born abroad whose parents are citizens of the nation and are not permanently residing abroad. Four, loosely, a person or thing belonging to a group indigenous to a particular place. The term Native American is sometimes shortened to Native. Indigenous to a particular place. Key word there, indigenous. That's something that you need to define and understand, because the word Native we see is broad. Anybody born there. So you. Hey, like I said, you could take a foreign plant and place it here, and it, you say it's native, but it's not indigenous to this place. Yeah, so understanding that. Okay, so that's Mr. Black's. Now, because we're going to Mr. Bouvier's, Bouvier, yeah, John Bouvier's Law Dictionary. A law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union with reference to the civil and other systems of foreign law. Because you got to remember, each state is a nation and each state is foreign to the other state. That's why you have different laws. You can smoke your trees in one law in one state and you cross over to the other state or another county or something, and you can't smoke your trees the same way. Okay, there's a different intercourse, international stuff going on, internations. So you cross over from one state to another, you're in a different nation, you better understand the laws that govern it. They don't all govern the same. So, okay. So Mr. John Bouvier, as the law dictionary says, natives. All persons born within the jurisdiction of the United States are considered as natives. Oh, man, that sounds like the 14th Amendment person right there. All persons born are citizens. And by the way, in order to become a citizen in the United States, you can't just cross over these border lines from any direction and just say, oh, I'm a United States citizen. I declare I'm a United States citizen. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to go through a process. And it is directed through the Immigration and Nationality Bureau. Yeah. So you have to go in there and pronounce and answer questions, who you are, where you're from, your land map, all kind of stuff like that. I'm just wondering how everybody else just, you know, I'm just so curious. Like everybody else come over here and they just become a citizen, they have to either be a dual citizen, denounce citizenship. They got to go through this process. But the Negro, the whole black colored African-American, You just a citizen. Even the whites, yeah, they got everybody checking that box on them applications. Race, black or white, all them people are just born here and they're automatically citizens. And you never went through a process. Wow. Okay. So native says all persons born within the jurisdiction of the United States are considered as natives. Those born before our independence who remain in the country at that period are considered as natives. These may be divided into those who were born before the Declaration of Independence and those born after. A person born before our independence and who before that period withdrew into another part of the British dominions and never returned prior to the peace would probably be considered as an alien. Those born before our independence who remained in the country at that period are considered as natives. You got to understand what's going on with these words because, like I said, we're 14th Amendment citizens, the people that consider themselves black. And that's for another time, but that's the word of the day, native. And the other word, the key word was in there was indigenous. And understanding native, indigenous, and aboriginal and the difference. It's real broad on who a native is. So you need to check into that. Okay. So the topic we were discussing today is alternative to the U.S. dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're focusing in, if your eyes are open, or if your ears are open, but I know everybody, Jesus said, man, they got eyes and can't see and ears and can't hear. So that's what's going on. The people are deaf, dumb, and blind. But everywhere you see it, man, buildings are up for sale, companies shutting down. It's over. Yeah, it's really over. I mean, it's cryptocurrencies and all kinds of other stuff popping up. The dollar is just it's nothing to back it. You just see it, man. Everybody who has cash, all these big corporations, they're just dumping major loads of money right now. I mean, they're bailing out on stuff. When I mean bailing out, they loading the cash into like cryptos and into certain sectors of the market. So when they tell you it's down and all this, yeah, certain markets, certain parts of the market are always going to be down and some will always be up. But you got to know what sectors. And people who've never been educated, they're not taught to understand that, to even look for that, because you've been trained for something else. So your whole life is on go towards toiling and working. So you ain't got time for that. So whatever the master put down for you, feel me, as far as your work ethic, that's what you're going to do. You feel me? That's what you're going to get into. You feel me? Because that's what you know. That's what you've been taught. But that dollar is crashing, man. The big companies putting so much billions of dollars into bitcoins and different companies like that, different crypto companies. And by the way, it's millionaires being minted every day. I'm talking about with these coins and different, because if you know that these markets going to go up, for instance, most people understand Bitcoin and Ethereum and different stuff like that. You might have you some Bitcoin or some Ethereum coins or whatever, but do you have the companies with the technology behind that? For instance, like Link. Link is behind blockchain. Do you own? You might have the blockchain on your phone with you some coins and stuff on there. Do you own the company behind it? See, so you're not really in the game if you don't own the company behind it, because, I mean, if cryptocurrencies is the way and this is the leading blockchain and then Link is the leading way, then it's safe to assume that as time goes on, the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they're going to blow up and bubble too. So the you got to be economically sound in your investments and understanding, hey, man, just sitting and thinking you have some money in the bank, the bank's going to crash out. So people got to take that dummy monopoly money and put it in something so you can make an investment. Yeah, you're playing monopoly on the board. Take that dummy money and buy what you can and put you, erect you some houses and some hotels, man, because that's the assets. The funny money ain't worth nothing, but you got to go put you some assets or just go crash out. They did it to India in 2016. Within 24 hours, they put out a decree in the land. All 501,000 rupee, whatever, bills was no more good. It was over. So just, and that was 13% of the money right there. Just boop, wiped it out. It crashed them. So I'm saying, they just crashed it out. You might got $1 million in cash. You might only be redeemable for $100,000, $10,000 for every man. So I'm saying, you got to find something to put it into. So they pushing cryptocurrencies and all that. Okay, that's cool. I mean, that's alternatives. Those are alternatives to what's out there. Those are alternatives. But the best thing to have is some substance of your own. And I'm talking about land. Yeah, yours, because that's where everything comes from. You know, everything with the buying and people buying just comes out of the earth. So if you're a nationless people, you don't have a nation, then you don't have a land, you don't have no good earth of your own, then you don't have no resources. So you got to go borrow and beg with everybody else. So if the dollar crashed out, what do you all have to barter and trade with? And how long would that last? So that's the question. So understanding what's going on, economics. This is stuff we haven't been taught. Now, we all talk about, they have the crab in the barrel syndrome. You know, I can't do everything by my own. I got a whole family out there, and I'm trying to educate my family within and family without. And, you know, I don't speak to everybody. Everybody don't just speak like. So you got to listen in, or you got to find a way to try to communicate with your people. You feel me? But I have to buy into information. I have to buy into game. I don't just get it. You feel me? Nobody just give it away. They selling it. Yeah, game is to be sold, not told. So I have to buy into it. You don't see that part. It's a lot of stuff that I'm buying into, and a lot of information I'm getting that I pay for. You feel me? So what you expect me to just to give it all to you? No. But I could feed you and send you in the right direction. So the thing about it is, it's like it's stuff right now that I need to buy into, but I can't spread myself thin. I got other endeavors that I'm in. So I have a gumbo pot of things going on. But if I had a family of people that was supporting, you feel me, it takes a finance to raise a nation. If I had a family that was supporting and we had a trust fund, which the word trust comes in. We have a trust fund, and, you know, we have a board and the elders over it. Man, we got people in our family, got churches and everything, to understand everything what I'm talking about right now, where nobody had to worry about being harmed and no foul play and everything, right? But we do it with everybody else, with self, our own self and kind. And we put funds together in the resource that I need, like it's a program I need right now. Man, they have us so chunky right now. Man, people eating right now. And somebody ain't even buying stocks. They buying not even options on stocks. There's just a lot of systems out there right now where you could buy into stuff right now, how they buy into IPOs. As soon as the company launched, you could, boom, get into it, stuff like that, and other little things where you could buy in and make a big percentage in one day. But listen, me by myself, it might not add up to much because I do it. But, man, if I got 100 people in my family, 50 people in my family, 1,000 people in my family, and everybody putting a few coins, man, the price of what a good you could cost you to smoke your cigarettes, drink your weed. I mean, smoke your weed, drink your alcohol. Yeah, get your nails done, get your hair done for the month. A sacrifice of that for the month, every day for a year, every month for a year. Man, we put this into a fund and investments out there we can make on land acquisitions and different stuff. I mean, it takes, for business, people don't understand business. Y'all got businesses out there. So, you know, when you got a business, you think it's just getting the EIN, filing with the state, and boom, you take off. But the whole time you're just doing that, you're spending all your own personal money, and your credit ain't going to get what you need to finance a real business. That's moms and pop stuff, what you're talking about right there. You know, you're trying to go big and go hard, man, you got to have business funding, and you got to have your business set up right. And there's tiers. There's a level, and you pay for that. Yeah, you don't just, what do you think you're sitting back doing? No, you have to buy into that. You feel me? You buy into that and get you a tier, then you get the top tier, you know, and hey, then you get vehicle leasing, all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah, you have your credit, you know, it might give you a nice check. You feel me? Go get all the things you need to support your business, and then you can employ your family. So I got all these type of things set up out there, and if you don't have finance, then it just becomes a thing, and then it becomes a we thing. But it means that I have to do everything until I can involve we. But instead of it being a we thing, everybody's in. Man, I got links on auctions and all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you people, because this is for all of us. You know, if you could be linked in, go to auctions. They buying brand new trucks. Man, going $20,000, $22,000. So if you got a cash flow, you got your tier. A top tier might cost you $12,000. Well, I can't afford to buy that by myself. Well, hell, if I got 6 family members, that's only $2,000 a piece. And then we're going to have $300,000 of minimum of retail credit. Yeah, that's what we're going to have. Our commercial credit will be automatically. They're going to give that to us. They're going to send it in the mail, signed up, going to your EIN number. Yeah, so just like credit karma, you pop up on your business bureau, it's going to pop up all the credit that you got. You'll be able to go get you 10 vehicles. Now you could go employ you. You got 10 trucks, put 2 people in them, you got 12 people employed in your family. So this is what understanding what's going on. The economy, people, the economy is down. You guys will have to come together, starting with yourself and your family. Pool your resources and find out what's going on. So that's one thing to do. They got the cryptocurrency game going on, and there's a bunch of them out there. And this one's doing way better than Bitcoin and Ethereum and all that because they're new. So their profit, their upside is astronomical. And just get me in, and you got to pay for this research so you can know. I mean, there's a bunch of research teams out there, you know, KC Research, Legacy Research, a lot of groups out there you just get on. Yeah, they're going to want some loot. People always want some loot. Tiki Tawiki, whatever his name is, all kinds of people out there. But, that's how that goes. And now, stocks. Like I said, some stocks are down, some sectors are up. You got to understand what's going on right now. It's 5G technology. You got to understand every time a president comes in, they have an agenda. And their first 90 days, what they want to get passed in the law. Okay? And you got to understand the president's agenda. Do you understand the president's agenda? Okay, the president's agenda is green. The president before that wasn't on green. So he's on green. Green energy. Okay, so the green energy sector is going boom. So you need to find all the things in the green energy and everything dealing with 5G. You know, who's the top leader in 5G? Well, there's only one company out there that got the actual real 5G. That's Verizon. So take a look at Verizon. Maybe you want to get you some Verizon stock to put in your portfolio down for the future. And now look at stuff for the future. All those companies that are dealing with 5G, all those companies that are dealing with green energy. I'm telling you, it's people getting millionaires being minted daily. So I'm trying to just get the understanding of everything that's going on by just staying informative. You know, you got to be informed. So, like I said, a lot of vehicles where you could go learn out there. And I thank y'all for the feedback. Like I said, right now, how we doing all this right now, it's just going by phone. So if we have some distortions or whatever, we'll have to figure out how to clean it up. I'm trying to bring this a little closer to me and hold it because I haven't had it sitting down like as a mic. But I'm going to get into this thing and keep it pushed. And everybody, it seems like to me, I mean, like I said, I like to use my seven senses. They tell you about five, but the five they tell you about is below the eyebrows, and they're physical. But you are a spiritual being, and above the eyebrows you have intuition and telepathy. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. So that's what I deal with. You feel me? I'm not going to allow myself to be dumbed down to the just the physical aspect of my being, knowing that before that, I am who I am. So with that being said, the land and resources, precious metals. They don't never want to point you towards precious metals, but every time there's a depression or something like this is going on, gold and silver start appreciating. Gold is up, last time I checked, 19%. Is anybody paying attention? But they want you to look at cryptocurrencies and everything. Now, I suggested those things because those are ways, those are vehicles for you to make money and to make plenty revenue to do other things with. But please believe, you need some land of your own and some of those good old precious metals, that good substance that is going to always be here and will always be recognized no matter where you go. And that's what we need to be focused on. So, like I said, it's just been hard, like I said, not when in the community, in the black community, it's you know, the trust of self and kind, man, it's been engraved in us, you know, to hate self and kind. So there's no trust. We go do business with everybody else. As soon as we get some money, we want to go spend it with everybody else. You don't want to spend it with your own kind. You don't want to try to put a plan together. I know there's plenty of people. I know one of my relatives are listening right now who know how to design stuff. And I had you on my mind the whole time, man. I was traveling on my tour. And I was like, man, when I come home, I got something for cousin. We're going to put a company together and design clothes, yeah, for our people to wear. You feel me? While we're out here marketing everybody else stuff and everybody else putting us in their clothes and marketing it on our back, you feel me, off our swag, you feel me? We're not selling nobody no culture. That culture ain't ours. The culture that we're selling is marketed and copyrighted by some other people. But we selling the swag, ooh. You know, we got that drip. That's why they call it the morning drip. Yeah, we got that drizznip that's going to have you, you know, you're going to want to slide through. You're going to want to mess, you know, you're going to holler. You feel me? Yeah, you're going to see what's going on, man, because of that drip that we got. So that's what this is, man. That's why we them boys and girls, we them people. So everything is sold through you, but it's not your culture. Your culture has, you know, dress codes, has dietary laws, it has all that. But you've been led to believe that that's old. Out with the old, in with the new. But I'm trying to figure out if the old is still there. Why did the old come in the package? Gotta understand, man. And by the way, like I said, you know, I'm not no advocate group or nothing. I know people get mad when you try to discuss certain stuff, but I don't give a fuck, you feel me? I say what the fuck I want. I ain't owned by nobody. And that's just right. That's how I said it, just like that. I could have said it clean cut, but that's how I said it right there. So they got a lot of stuff going on with this COVID stuff. It seems mighty funny to me. You feel me already, who the number one target group, and then it's a lot of people going to get vaccinations, and to eat his own. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm not knocking what nobody do, what you believe is best for yourself and your family. That's what life is about, understanding that. Self-governance, self-preservation. That's why you shouldn't let nobody else dictate what you do. If you're doing it, do it on your own accord, because that's what you want, you feel, and inside, that's right for you. But for me, I need more time. Yeah, I need to see some lab results, because it just popped up out of nowhere, and hey, you know, it might be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, until you understand some repercussions. And by the way, anybody who get it or who already got it, they don't give you nothing that takes it away or get rid of it. They don't have nothing for that. So how you got something that you go put in me that's gonna prevent that? They said it doesn't, the head dude, whatever his name is, Fakuchi or whatever his name is, yeah, it said it don't cure it, it don't prevent it. So, hey, I'll wait. So I think all y'all, you know, some people got to be, you know, go out on the front line and be the ones that, you know, take the bullet. Yeah, sometimes some young people got to be on the front line. I appreciate the front line soldiers, just like the ones who go out there and fight to keep our safety. Appreciate the front line soldiers. Some of us got to sit back. So I wait on the lab test. But the dude said, man, anywhere from, I believe it was 3 months or something, 9 months or something, before you start seeing them results, the different results. So we'll start seeing down the line how many fatalities, how many deaths, how many saves or whatever, what's going on. But like I said, hey, man, just be safe out there, man, and do investigation and try to get as much information as you can, because I can't get no information. They don't know nothing. You know, it's all the tests, man. It's all the testing people being worked on. They got a lot of natural stuff out there. It just seems like it's the big old flu. So just keep yourself fluid up. You know, OJ. You see me? I drink my teas in the morning. Got my good tea remedy with my neem. You feel me? My turmeric. You feel me? I put my chives and stuff in there. I got a little different. Yeah, you know. I'm making me a nice potion in the morning. Nice good tea. Caffeine free, you know. Some nice good honey. You know, some pure honey and then some lemon. And yeah, put some different things in. I put that in my body. It flushed me out. I've been ready to go quick. Yeah, quick. Flush you right out. And then just don't put poisons into your body. Watch what you're putting into your body and just stay fluid up. Try to get your little walk in or something. Try to do it like that. But that's how that go. So they got, like I said, a lot of things that you can invest in as far as, and what I'm really talking about is investing in yourself. Now, they got a lot of companies, and they got a lot of companies out there, and there's a lot of different tickers. That y'all could go out there and just look up a lot of companies, you know, Marvel, like I said, Link, the Ethereum, actually the company instead of the coin. Yeah, go get the company. You can go buy you some shares in the company instead of the coin, you feel me? Neo, that's NEO. They got Marvel. Marvel will be big in the coming years with the stuff that they in. And, yeah, just different stuff like that, man, that I want y'all to focus into. Now, it's a lot of work that needs to be done in the community, and it's a lot of people that got movements and stuff going on that you brothers and sisters need to be supportive of, man, when people are trying to do good things in the community and trying to bring change, you feel me, you know, trying to bring hope, you feel me, trying to keep the creative genius going inside the community, because those lights be dying out. You feel me? Be so much darkness and bitterness and blackness and hate, you feel me? It's, you know, self-destruction, you know, and when you see people, man, striving to things, they need to be supportive of them, man, put backing behind them, put coins behind them, you feel me? People out there running around, you know, you put the money in, put the money somewhere, man, help people. You know, I know for sure the Afro, the Central Cultural Development Corporation moving out there in Bay Point, California, with the brother Hakeem Jabbar, and I know the brother got 4 trucks. I know him, because I haven't seen them on my eye. I've seen the brother out there. They out there moving and getting food and stuff going out. And you brothers and sisters out there need to be supportive of that, those type of moves, man, where brother could get more trucks. That's 4 trucks. That's 8 employees right there. Man, that brother could get 4 or 5 or 6 more trucks, man. That's 6 more employees, man. That's 12 more employees. You feel me? That's helping the community. You feel me? You get stuff going off of that. And like I said, it's a lot of stuff that we could do, man. And we sit back and we got to understand what assets is and what liabilities is, you know. And we could get cars. Get cars out there. Learn how to utilize your cars. Don't worry about the outside of your cars. You feel me? Worry about that. You got the car to drive. You got the 4 wheels. You know, if you could get you some decals to put on there to pay off the lease on the car, whatever you got, if you got notes, you feel me, pay it off. You feel me like that. Put a decal on the car. Put 2 or 3 of them on there. Pay off your insurance and everything and add you some profit. All kinds of ways that you could turn liabilities into assets, man. Who cares if the car got a magnet on the outside of it, or 3 or 4 of them? All you care about is the inside of the car. Did it get you where it need to go? It's a business asset anyway. So quit buying stuff for personal reasons and start buying it under your envelope, under your business envelope. That's what this is about, understanding economics. So that's an artificial person. You feel me? Artificial person is in commerce. So You create your artificial person to do business. You might have several of them. Several of them to do business. And that's what you do. And you have idea, you put it down on paper, and that's what you do. You get an EIN number for it. And then when you're ready, it don't cost nothing to get that, to get an EIN number, and you let it sit there. At least that's the pattern that was on paper. You're going to bring it to fruition the more that you see it there. But if you just leave it in your mind, man, you got $1 million a second coming up there. You think you're going to remember all of them? Yeah. So you put it on paper, and that's what I did. And I started putting them on paper. Next thing I looked up, shoot, I have about 10 companies. Shoot, you know, slowly but surely. And just start opening them up. Start opening them up, having a purpose for them. See where they fit. And then they start paying off of themselves. Hell, if I wanted to, I could just get COVID relief for them. You know, and they'd pay off for themselves on what I put into them. But I'm just in the process now of just building up businesses. So this show, it goes into a lot of that, understanding what really business formation is. You feel me? Like I said, yeah, you get your EIN, get your business name, you know, get your number, you know, with the state. And then you got to, you know, you got to understand about DUNS. You got to get your DUNS number out there. You want to get your DUNS. So you get your business credit and your limits up, then you get the NAV account. Yeah, your assets have asset value, net asset value. That's another one. They'll put you in, all your information be on there, link your bank account. You got to get your bank account. You know, you need your website. You need your email. You know, you need your business Facebook account. You need your Twitter, Instagram. You need all them vehicles. They look at all that type of stuff, but you got to have that DUNS number. If you're dealing with any kind of lending with SBA and all that, you're not going to never get no full funding. You get the little crumbs they throw you $10,000. If you want to get $150,000, $50,000, all that type of stuff like that, and money like that, you got to have your paper game together. You could be to have all the business going on in the world out of a building, and it could, like, come in, walk in with a suit and tie. Got their paper game good. Ain't got a building nowhere. Just paper game good. Go in there and get the big bucks. And you've been sweating and toiling all this time with a building. It's the paper game. It's the immaculate conception. It's on paper. That's where it's created at. So just understanding that, that's what this is about. If the dollar crashes, what are the people going to do? What are they going to do? What is the alternative? Do you have different things going on? Do you have multiple, you know, multiple pots? Yeah, brewing, gumbo. Good old gumbo, all that different stuff in there. You got to have a different, you can't put everything in one. Man, I'd just be putting money in the bank. Anyway, what makes a person just put the money in the bank? Is it just believe, like, that you got to do it or what? Because, I mean, it's not protected, only a certain, up to a certain amount, and then you got to pay for it, if any. Anything over that, and then the interest on it, man, the interest on it, you couldn't in your lifetime, you wouldn't double your money in a bank with the interest that they pay. So it's like it ain't even worth it. There's so many more ways that you could move it around and put it in places where it could get it. Yeah, see, people make money and then they just put it there. But you got to know, when you make money, you got to make money for you then. Or else you're just making money and putting it up, then somebody calling for it, you gotta spend, then it's gone. Then you just make money, then it's gone. Nah. So then the only way to be to retire and be wealthy, you know, retire right, you gotta make that money, then you gotta make that money, make money for you. So if you work, okay, that's cool. That's an odd to an end. You go to work, punch in the clock, you get your check. Now what do you do with it? You just deposit in the bank. You think the interest is going to help you? You got to pay bills and all that? No. Now you got to find investments to make. See, you took that to make some money. Now you got to take that money to make some money for you. That's the only way you're going to retire. Yeah, other than that, you're going to work until it's over with. So that's what this is about right here. And so getting the information out to you all, and understanding that it's, you know, they say the market is down and people don't be trusting the stock market and all that stuff right now. And I know that's how the people been taught. But believe me, let me put it to you this way. People who out there who understand streets and drugs and all that, because I know who my audience is, right? Okay. When the dope is cheap, that's when you're supposed to buy all your dope. But you're not supposed to sell all your dope when you buy it cheap, see? That's what you didn't know. If you just buying it and you just run around, oh, it's good. You're buying it cheap, it's good. Then all of a sudden, boom, you go up. You ain't got your money to put up. See, you put yours up for when it's going to go high. So that's the same thing with the stock market. When it go down low, woo, that's the perfect time to buy. And you have the patience and discipline to wait. Yeah, you got other things going on. You only spend what you can afford now. You buy, it's something that you could don't look at. You ain't even worried about it because you bought it. And you just sit there and you wait for the right time. Because it's going, what goes up must come down and vice versa. Yeah, it's a law, man. The law governs all affairs, universal law. So it goes up, it goes down. So when it go down, like it's crash right now, it's a down, everything is going to go back up. And certain portions of it is shooting up every day. Like I said, with coins and all kinds of different stuff, it's shooting up. So that's what you guys need to start paying attention. Like I said, you might got to pay into some of these more people I owe these information. Yeah, I do. That's how I'm able to give it to you, and I don't mind. But back to the unity in the black community, yeah, just think if each one in the family would just come together. We listen and we learn. I spent 14 years at university learning this. Do you know what the kind of degree that is? Okay, I don't got to answer it for you. Yes. And I don't even consider myself no master. But that's what type of degree it is. Yeah, but I'm a master to you because you don't know. And that's why people have been master over you, because you don't know. So now it's about becoming in the know. Put your pride and egos to the side, because that's the first thing before a fall, the pride and the ego. Put it to the side. Sometime a baby could teach you something. So, yeah, sometime a baby could teach you something. Sometime a baby could give you a sermon. Just listen sometime. You feel me? Sometimes you can't tell the baby to shut up. You feel me? The baby, man, listen, man. My niece, man, sometime, man, I be ranting and raving. And, man, she throw up the sign to me. She, you know, if you're a Moor out there, you know how you throw up your sign, right? You know, peace. Islam, Assalamu alaikum, you know, everybody say hi when they throw it up. You know, they don't understand it's our universal symbol for peace, you know, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. When you throw up that high sign, that high five, everybody would call it a high five. Yeah, the high five principles of life. Yeah, so that's how this is going down right here, bro. The U.S. dollar. Ooh, I just love it. So my niece, she throw up the five on me. I be ranting and raving. She throw up the five on me. And I understand. And I just say, yes, ma'am. And I just go on to something else. And just change the subject. Because I understand. She knows. She's like, peace, man. Let the peace be still. Man, we already know the business. We understand now. I hear you. So that's what this is about. Like I said, it's a lot of information. And it's a lot of time. It's not a lot of time. You guys got to be taking note. You feel me? You guys got to be taking note. And, let's go have a time for, well, I'm going to set it up for one of the days of the week where we have just question and answer. We could go back over different things. So, it's like I said, it's a lot going on. Don't get left behind, brothers and sisters out there. Yeah, it's going to be like the living dead. Fear the walking living dead. Why that was a national hit? It's just why. They just throw it right in front of your face. Look how it was. I never watched it fully. I'm just going back through and watching it. But I see the signs. I already knew what it was about. I knew what it was about. It was speaking about you and I and our status and our state and our condition. And look how the urban cities was, how they was decimated. Look how they was. And then how the people was wandering and everything was going on. It's crazy, man. But it's so real. It's so realistic. So possible. You feel me? So, like I said, we got to start unifying as family, you feel me, and coming together and pooling our resources, starting with our knowledge of wealth. You feel me? It takes finance to raise a nation. Prophet Noah Dwali taught us that. And by the way, man, it's an awesome book out there. Awesome book out there that Brother LSU Pleasant Bay put together. Noah Dwali, it's called Noah Dwali, The Exhuming of a Nation. Man, I bear witness with inside myself, man, that we had a prophet and the messenger, and that Yahushua did walk the land again and came to the so-called Negro, Black, and Color. I bear witness to that. I bear witness to that because of the work. I see it. I see the Romans still broke. I see it, man. I see it. Nobody talks about it, but everybody has a nationality. There's people out there that say it. Are y'all not black? So what were you before? They try to put you in this, hear you in the right way. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is for you guys to investigate. Other people do their due diligence. Some people remain, they like to just be private and be quiet. And they pass information on different ways than others. Some people be direct, some people be indirect. You got to understand that. That's how politicians talk to you. They talk to you directly but indirectly because you don't understand law language. So, hey, when your folks talk to you the same way, Yahushua, Jesus came and talked, he talked indirectly and indirectly. That's why he talked in parables. You just got to understand that, man. Sometimes everybody ain't going to just throw it straight to you. And they, some people fear Rome more than they fear Allah. And that's just how it is. Some people don't. Some people don't care about censorship. So you've got to understand that. So it's for you to have your ears and eyes open in the right spiritual context. You know, that's how that goes. So, yeah, so as we move along, I just want to thank you guys, all you listeners out there, you know. The guest call in, we'll go get that popping soon with the 914-205-5502. Listen, free consultations at Almore. Consultation, LLC.com. That's ALMOORCONSULTATIONLLC.com. Yeah, you know I'd be on my morning medicinal. Yeah, so if I seem slow or something right now, it's early in the morning, man. I have to get on my medicinal, man. Wake up and get in the right spirits, man. Make sure my body is functioning and flowing right. Yeah. And, you know, right now it's a lot of time of peace in the world right now. A lot of spiritual things going on with the family, whether it's whatever you practice. Because I know it's holy days right now. We don't have holidays. Our people don't celebrate holidays. It's holy days, ordained holy days. You know, I know a lot of that's going on right now, so I know the spirits are in tune and people are fasting and, you know, eating properly and reading spiritual stuff right now. And, you know, it's different things out there, folks. You know, we're just taught one way of life. There's different things out there. So that's what we need to understand. And when you're dealing with this system that we're in right now, you got to understand what's behind the system. You got to understand how the system came about. And you got to understand world systems and how they come and fall. You got to understand world money. This stuff is new on the scene, this paper stuff. This stuff is new, man. It's substance been on the land the whole time, and it's going to always be here. So don't never let people deter you from that. And the reason they deter you from that is because you're nationless. You don't have a nation or a land of your own. But I just want you to know that you do. I want you to do. I want you to know that you Moorish Americans and understand what Moors are, understand where their dominion is. Understand where their empire extended to and their dominion extended to. You have to study that in history. Study it. Study it to see if you're at home. You know, go back and see what your ancestry has in it. You don't have to look farther than right here. Right here. It's about to find out. You feel me? You say you're Native? Okay, and that means Native American. So, and there's a lot of Natives, but American. Go study what the original word of American. And it's going to tell you about the people of copper skin, Aboriginals. So, what they call black, the original black man, you was already here. Your ancestors, your people was already here. They had already tilled the land, civilized the land. So you're heir. So you're heir. So you're non-taxable. Just know that. I just want y'all to know that out there. Y'all keep paying tithes to Rome, you know, keep on the form, y'all churches and stuff. That's what you want to do? Okay, well, you tie into his system. Hey, we'll give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. That's what Jesus told him. So you get a Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and you get what you got coming from Caesar. How when he wanted to buck on you because you're under his jurisdiction when you do that. So yeah, man, you don't got to be taxed for nothing. You're on your own land and at home. So just go back to your native tribe. Find out what you is. Was you one of the five civilized tribes? Creek, Cherokee, Choctaw. Although, yeah, it's in your family. It's in your blood. Those are one of the five civilized tribes, man. You in there. Yeah, you got birthrights right here to the land. Yeah, stop paying all these taxes and stuff. Forming companies, paying taxes and all this stuff that you're doing, man. It's just about understanding the knowledge. People die for that, the lack of knowledge. And listen, come home, some of y'all. I don't know who listen. I've been seeing some more listeners. I don't know who peeking and sneaking and listening, man. But come on home, man. Come on home, man. Put your pride and your ego down. Come on home. Talk to your family, man. And sit down. And you feel me? And get an understanding where we can pull our resources and come out of this situation that we're in. You got people out there trying to do stuff and trying to raise the community up, trying to get us out of this situation. Who you think gonna save you? You think Rome gonna save you? Who the brothers and sisters think gonna save them? Congress? Oh, and by the way, the brothers and sisters in the Pinta, man, we out here for you. We out here moving. Legal Empowerment Group, Legal Empowerment Group 101 at gmail.com. I've had a website coming soon for that. Man, hit that email up, man. If you got people in prison locked up, man, we got a way for them, man. We're going to teach you a way for them, or we're going to get them out of there on jurisdiction. So we've been working on that, man. The brothers in the PM been calling and sending their love daily, man. And we've been just putting the work in, man, amongst with the Moors Nation, man, and just, you know, understanding that, man. We are our own jurisdiction, man. We're not under jurisdiction by foreigners, man. You can never be. You can never get justice in a foreign jurisdiction. Hey, man, if I'm from another hood and I dip through your hood, man, and I act up, man, I'm under y'all laws and guidance. What? Man, I can't think that my laws govern. I could come over there and shake wee-wee on y'all and do what I want to do. Man, y'all could put me up under y'all act. Unless it's somebody wise inside y'all governance, your governing body, that said, hey, before y'all do anything to him, man, we got to find out who he is and where he's from, and then call his council, his people. Oh, okay. And then, hey, man, this is what went on. Something got to be done according to the laws of both of their constitutions that don't violate neither one of them, where justice is done. But no, you don't understand that you're being conquered and occupied, and that you're alien to another person. But it's common sense. You're of African descent. They're of European descent. So these laws and stuff is being put on you. Hey, man, it's a foreign. So you start crying when you go to jury and you see all these foreigners looking at you. Hey, you in their law system. It's for them. Yeah, it's for you. It's for you if they're on there, but you're not the person who they're looking for. That's an artificial person. Yeah, it's for a Negro, black, a colored, African-American, but that's not who you are. You got a nationality, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what you need to understand. Spiritual wickedness in high places going on. You need to understand that. Y'all reading these books, and people been interpreting them for you. But you got the spirit of discernment, and you better learn how to go inside yourself and say, hey, the truth shall set me free, and I need to find out what it is. So I need to go back and press rewind and go research everything that's been given to me. I need to go investigate it. Man, because you ain't never been gave everything. You feel me? I was force-fed, man. I was drugged to Sunday schools and all that old vacation Bible schools and all that stuff, and I'm thankful for all that stuff. I'm thankful for all the walks of life that I learned and all the teachings that I learned in those different walks of life, because I learned in the abroad. I studied with different schools of thought. I learned from different schools of thought. That's how I know who I am and what is and what's not. That's why I could look at certain literature, so I could look at certain papers. I could just hear certain languages where people speak, and I can know who they is. I can know what cloth they is, and I can know what spirit they bring in. You feel me? And because it's underhanded stuff going on, and it's people that's on the square. And I know what people that's on the square or not because I'm studied. And I believe what nobody else say and tell me because I'm studied. So anything that I give to you is because I've studied it. And if I haven't studied it, then we go study it together. But like I said, it's out there. Information is out there. And quit depending on your Google. Siri, tell me this. Hey, man, listen, if anybody knows, if you ever been in them penal systems and you know, they used to have books. And then they start getting the people start getting too studious, and they start going in there, becoming lawyers in there, putting the programs and stuff together to get themselves out of these prisons and stuff and come out starting foundations. So they start putting these, the where they got the computers in there now, and give you the stuff over the computers. And then you go back in there, and the cases that they was finding to get people out, they don't be in there no more. And you start researching stuff, and you start giving it to people, and people use it to get out, and they think, you know, it's not there. So that's how they do with information. You get the old dictionaries, and they tell you the root and how it's origin and what it really means. And you get the new dictionaries, and it's been watered and dumbed down, just like you and I have been watered and dumbed down, bamboozled and hoodwinked, just like the brother Malcolm X said. Honors to the brother. Yeah, so understanding that. And like I said, when it's in you, it's just in you. Like I said, this show for me is just freestyle. My co-host today was couldn't make it just today. So I had to just freestyle with you guys. And like I said, I had to pull my pick up my dictionaries and give you some dictionary knowledge. Other than that, man, I'm just off the old lame, off the game, man, with my brain. And that's how I do my thing. You feel me? So I just need y'all to flow with me and roll. Oh, yeah, I'm up rolling now. My tea done kicked in. My little tree done kicked in. Yeah, my medicinal whoop. Yeah, I'm rolling now. We at the end of the show. 9 more minutes. I see Kim folks and them been tapping in, telling me that the flow being good, man. Y'all rolling with me and listening in, and I appreciate that, man. All the way up to Alaska. Yeah, the brothers and sisters, the Aboriginals, man. I bet the Aboriginals up there. What you think their pigmentation look like, huh? Who do you think they look like up there, huh? They look like you and I up there. You know, I was in a place where a bunch of brothers from Alaska. Yeah, they tell me, man, they mixing me and everybody wants you up there, the original man. Yeah, Canada everywhere, the original man. Yeah, everywhere you go, the original man has been there. Yeah, you know, that's in your DNA. That's why you go get a DNA test. It's going to take you everywhere. Why is that? You are the original man. So, okay, and that's when I say man, that means woman. And by the way, how has society got into where the woman is so denied and beat down? Because people know the woman is the first teacher of the nation. And by the way, where's the history record on the woman? Everything on this planet, every species originates from the female. If you grow in marijuana, any kind of seeds, everything, it's feminine, the feminine. So how is it that the woman is disrespected? She's a bitch and a hoe. So what else can we create, recreate? Man, the prophet said, man, the seed is only good as the soil. And the seed is perfect. The seed is perfect, but, man, if you put it in the wrong soil, it ain't going to grow. I don't care how good that seed is. You got to have the right soil for that seed to grow. And I don't know a whole lot, but I do know that. So you got the seed, and then your woman is the soil. She the earth. So, shit, before you impregnate her body, you got to impregnate her mind. If she just a bitch in a hole and you just a nigga and you put your seed in her, your shit, and in her soil, what you think she going to reproduce? So that's what brings us to the current state of our condition. You feel me? So you got to impregnate her mind, right, with the proper to make sure you and her mind are as one. Yeah. So then when you recreate with minds as one, then you recreate a God. I learned that from a school of thought I've been through. But one thing I do want to bear witness is, like I said, I've been through a lot of schools of thought, and I bear witness to the prophet Noble Drew Ali. I bear witness that he says that he was Jesus come again, Yahushua come again. I bear witness to that. I bear witness to that because of the work. I bear witness to that because what Jesus, Yahushua, went through in his time with Rome. Rome had them under their governance in his time, and Rome was pale-skinned. And they had Palestine and Syria and all the area where Moab and the Moabites are from, and they had him under their governance then. And he was speaking to power. You know, he was bucking on them, telling them what they was wrong and doing, and telling them about the money lenders and all the stuff that's going on. And he was against it, and they was bucking on him then. And you feel me? And it's the same now. You feel me? We had one ushered under us in slavery. You feel me? And broke the Roman seal. Man, the Roman seal, they got y'all hidden over here under Negro. Black color keep changing. Every 10, 20 years, it keep changing. But, man, I told you before, man, a German Shepherd yesterday is a German Shepherd today, no matter where he's born. I don't care where he's born. All this time, you ain't never been to Germany. Hell, and you done seen all kinds of German Shepherds, and you ain't been to Germany in your life. Hell, but every time you see him, you know it's a German Shepherd. You don't call him a German American or nothing. You call him a German Shepherd. So why is it you keep changing spots? Yeah, and like I said, I don't do the religion thing. I'm just a spiritualist, you feel me? But I know if we was taught, all we was given was Jesus. But if you was taught Yahushua, then it'd be a lot of healing in the land. It'd be a lot of love in the land because you would know that history, that bloodline. Look at it. Look at his great-grandma. Look at his great-great-grandma, Ruth. She got her own chapter in the Bible. She was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. Mm-hmm. Over there in Syria, where they still governing right now. So the prophet said, man, same people was with me 2,000 years ago with me now. Same people that was against me 2,000 years ago against me now. Rome, same people. Same people got their foot on his people. You and I. You feel me? But the Roman seal has been cracked because he came and proved we're not Negroes, black, and colored. You feel me? That we from an illustrious history of people whose land that we are sitting on right now. And that's right. You feel me? We are the descendants of Moroccans. This is our Morocco. Go look it up in history. I tell you no lies. Yeah, anything I say, go investigate it. Prove me wrong then. And call in and tell me about it. 914-205-5502. Yeah, tell me that. Yeah, this is not our Morocco. Yeah, out of Morocco. Yeah, the Americas. Yeah, it's got an illustrious ancient history. Yeah, to precede all this slavery and all that. So if slavery was abolished, that means all the slave tags, Negro, black, colored, and all that. That ain't who you are. Ain't none of that in your Bible. You see Moabite, Hittite, Amorite, Canaanite. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so our father came and told us who them are. He said, we Moabites. And come to find out, this is the land of the Moors over here. So why wouldn't I tie myself to that? The national, the United Nations Charter for the Rights of Indigenous People. Children say all children have a right to a nationality. Then you could tie yourself to who you want to be. It's in your blood. I choose to be a Moor. The Moor is just the Moor's land. Yeah, this is my descendancy. I was here. My people was here. Moor's blood running through here. Why not? Yeah, that's what all the agreements is with it right here. European doing business here. From our forefathers funding it. Yeah, from our king and our sultan. Yeah, King George and our sultan, Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. Yeah, finance them. Do the history, go research it, and see who financed them to break away from the British. Yeah, who land their own in charters to do. Yeah, I told you, they got charters. Mm-hmm. We just went over that the other day. And by the way, the other day, we did a show they didn't even copy. Man, it didn't even copy. That's why I'm just going in today. We're going to go in more. It didn't even copy. I see you, cuz. Yeah, thank you for giving me that feedback, man. Northern is going in. I just found the way that I had to do it, you know, just understand the technology. I was behind on technology, so I didn't know how to work none of this stuff. And I'm just going to flow what was inside of me. But, yeah, that's what we got to do, man. We got to come together as a family, as a unit, man. Put our little coins together, man. Don't take nothing. It's a thing I need right now. It's $2,000. I just put all kinds of grand into the to stocks and different stuff for the future. Man, listen, it's a dude. I got like 12 stocks I'm fit to put into, right? And I was just doing my math. I was like, listen, one of these, if I just put at 400 a whop, 400 a wop, the way this market is going right now, in the right markets, the way these coins and the different kind of sectors and energy and stuff is moving right now, that within the next 1 to 2 years, a $500 investment will get you easy $50,000. That's what I was doing the math to myself. And sure enough, one of these research companies I was doing and fit them and invest in, or that I did invest in, showed me some math. And he said, I got 10 bagger companies. I mean, the 10 companies you could pick that's going to hit for future revenues. And then 500 in one of them, it'll get you 45. Now, that's a, believe me, that's a minimum, because it can shoot more than that, and it can shoot less. But who says, let's say it should shoot less. Let's say if it only make a quarter of that. If it only make 10% of that. Man, if it only make 10% of that, you only put 500 in, and you get 45,000, you get 4,500. So, hey, I'm not the best mathematician. I just know that it takes finance for a nation, and that information, they gave me some information before. I took 10 of them. I took six. I put them into the market. I only put my little money in there. I had about $200. I put them in the market. The first about 2 months, they was in the red. I stopped looking at them, and if I looked back up about 5 months, I looked into them, they was all in the green. Every one of them was in green, and the least percentage that I had gained was 100%. One of them was 1,900%, another one was 2,900% in less than 6 months. So just think, if I had $100,000 that I could have put out of this, but I got these from search engine companies that I had to pay for. So now I got more finance now. So now this time I'm going in more. You feel me? I went from a $200 investment, and it turned into almost $500 in five months. So now I'm going in. Yeah, and if I had more finance for my family and people around me, that's how we would go. We would get in and we would survive what's going on. So family, we got 50 seconds. I love y'all. Peace, love, freedom, and justice. I want you to come again. I want you to go to my blog. I want you to go to health.more, that's the word health.more, @yahoo.com. I want you to go to almoreconsultationllc.com and book a consultation. And don't forget the Legal Empowerment Group 101 @gmail. We help them with the prisoners. Man, I appreciate y'all coming through. We on here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5, 7, and 8 a.m. That's Pacific, Central, and Eastern time. And once again, thank you for joining. And put your comments and post with your Twitter, all your friends on Facebook and everywhere. Let them know about the show. Thank you for joining, and see you again next time. Peace.